So the elite, attorneys, others, were you shunned socially? How did you feel their coldness?
Candor compelled me to tell you that I used it for my client. It was part of a change of venue. Every time Pat McGuigan, the chief editorial writer of the Oklahoman, wrote some searing editorial about me or my client, I just clipped it out and put it in the motion for change of venue. I remember one, and I know Pat. It starts out, stupid insult to right-thinking Oklahomans, offense to law-abiding citizens such as Stephen Jones' motion for change of venue. And every newspaper comment, every media source that was critical of me or my client, I put together and used in the motion for change of venue. I remember Mike Tiger, who I had suggested to Judge Russell might be Terry Nichols' lawyer. Mike came to me, and I'd done a case before and had a good result. And Mike said, I want to call Frank Keating as a witness for the change of venue. I said, well, Mike, I got to tell you that creates a problem for me because before I was appointed, Frank Keating was a client. I represented Frank and Kathy Keating on personal and political matters and as governor. I was his special counsel. And that would be awkward. And I said, secondly, I got to tell you that Frank Keating is a smart man. Now, you put Frank Keating on that witness stand with a bunch of media people, and I'm telling you, you're doing him a favor. You're helping him politically. He said, well, you got a better idea? And I said, well, I don't know it's a better idea. It's a different idea. Why don't we just get the videotapes and play those for Judge Mache? I mean, time Judge Mache sees that, and he's going to think this guy was going to be on the 10th Circuit and had the power to review and overturn my decisions, which, as you remember, President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, had nominated Frank Keating to the 10th Circuit, but the Senate hadn't confirmed him. And Mike said, well, that's a hell of an idea. So we played those tapes, and I just watched Judge Mache's expression, and particularly the one where Governor Keating says, well, they caught the first creep that did this, now they're going to catch the second creep. Judge Mache, I wouldn't want to play poker against Judge Mache. He has an expressionless face, but there's one thing he can't control, and that's his eyebrows. It's almost involuntary. And I just put my hand over my eye. I knew right then that we were going to go somewhere. It wasn't going to be Oklahoma.
So the elite were upset because you asked for a change of venue or because you were merely defending?
Well, I think all of it. They were upset at the fact that I agreed to do it. Now, I mentioned the Enid paper. I will tell you that the next morning they quoted me and said, I am a draftee, not a volunteer. I told Ed Houck, I represented the Enid newspaper at that time, and I told him, I said, Ed, you have unlimited credit in my bank. I said, the way you've presented it has made it possible for me to continue to live here. They were very supportive. I mean, Jerry Pittman, the editor, and Ed was the publisher. Julie Delcor over in Tulsa was pretty fair. Well, very fair. And later, after the trial, the Tulsa World wrote a nice editorial. But in Oklahoma City, I didn't receive that. Of course, I could understand that. But they were angry that I did it. They didn't understand my strategy. They were angry about the publicity. They were angry about the money. They didn't understand why we made the trips overseas. And at that time, there was very little we could say about that. Almost nothing. We were not in a position to defend ourselves. Outside Oklahoma, I had some uncomfortable moments. And there were a few in Oklahoma, but not that many. And I don't know that the people were Oklahomans that created the problems.
15 years later, do you feel anything from so-called elite or attorneys or anything that's lingered over all these years later?
I'm always careful to ask on voir dire. And one time recently, I did a military court-martial, and I was surprised that three officers knew people who had been killed in the bombing. So I always ask the question. I didn't start out to ask it, and then I realized that was a mistake. I'm sure that there are some people that call me because I was Tim McVeigh's lawyer. I'm equally sure there's some people that don't call me because I was Tim McVeigh's lawyer. So that's probably a wash. But I'm not aware today of any overt, objective problem.